This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So 2 weeks ago we sat here, and it was a bit of a different mood, I've got to say.
Yes!
Chris Curtis is here. I'm Ken Laird. This is the Real KNC.
It is the Real KNC, but it's got a little bit of a different feel to it.
Yeah, as you described so eloquently today. Good feeling back on June the 2nd, equal to the poor negative feeling today.
Look at Curtis in there. He is just crestfallen.
Devastated. That's a tough loss. He don't recover from that.
This is as bad as the other day was good.
That's true.
It just wasn't there. The names, the songs.
What non-office items did you get right?
I got a science question. If the Homo sapiens were in fact...
Oh, Joey from Friends.
Oh! Yeah!
Oh!
Oh!
He is kicking ass now.
7-4!
Peter Griffin.
I want to do number 14 as a TV
fire.
That
is, I would
if
say...
If you don't get this... Then we are officially going to...
you have some issues here.
Hospitalize you for like missing your brain. Go ahead.
Okay. You're drunk, okay? You're drunk. Give me your keys. And I'm drunk, so I'll give you my keys.
Family Guy.
Okay.
Peter Griffin.
Okay. There you
go. Very
good.
Bounces back.
He's rolling.
2-1. Mutt's not happy. He thinks that question was too easy, right?
No, that was a good question.
I would
you're
agree
okay with
his
that.
Age?
That
is
yes.
too easy.
Okay.
You got Peter Griffin. That was good.
Family Guy. The one that's just going to kill me is the Newman Seinfeld.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Look, I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm a U.S. postal worker.
Oh, oh my God, Seinfeld.
It's not going to get any easier.
George Costanza.
Damn!
Come on!
I thought you were a Seinfeld guy.
I knew it. I pictured his face. I had it. It's hard in that seat. I will say, I know that, you know, I was dumb and I should have known 90% of those, but
yeah.
I'm on the hot seat. It's not as easy as you think.
Well, today was the rubber match of Battle of the Brainless. This was the third part, as Kirk had hinted. This was probably the jump the shark moment. Do you feel that way? Will this continue in some form or fashion, or is this now put to rest? Is Mutt the eternal champion?
Character.
Finally finished physical on you, didn't I? What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
Time.
Show?
I'm kidding. Show? Character or show? Character.
It's not my turn.
Yeah, this is
yes,
your turn.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I just got The Office.
Star Trek.
Character?
Bones.
Oh!
Clutch. Nice job, Mutt.
Close. That was Spock.
I will go to Mass on Sunday and pray that this is the last, that it has indeed jumped the shark. The
but feeling, you had such a great moment 2 weeks ago.
It's just the feeling is just so, I feel so helpless because you're just waiting. And then like, because you have Jerry and Kirk so desperately... While they want me to do well and make it close, they want a dumb line. They want Mr. Ed. They want Matthew Rooney.
In that sense, you wanted it. You had clearly the more prolific moments, the more memorable flubs.
But there's also an element of Kirk where deep down, he is just so resentful of my lack of this knowledge.
How stupid? How goddamn stupid are you? Seriously, how stupid are your parents? I mean, how stupid
are
you?
Why are his parents stupid?
Because they conceived him. Were you strangled by the umbilical cord for a while?
And so it's like this total like juxtaposition of like anger and rage at how dumb I am, but then joy with having the drops forever.
Some of these are just the theme songs of them feel so iconic that to me it's like, how do you not know that? But I guess if you just never watched Nick at Night or...
I wasn't bothered, a Nick at Night fan.
...bothered to go back, forget about it.
We'll go with number 11. All right.
That's good.
Right, plenty.
I don't know, but I have to guess, so I'm going to say not the Wonder Years.
Nope, that would be wrong.
It's not MASH. I know MASH.
Come on, let's go.
Maud.
Oh, look at Mutt. He's so cocky now. Look at him.
Go ahead, Mutt.
I believe it's Leave It to Beaver.
That's a good,
no.
That's not a bad guess, but
no.
So you're better at music than you are at movies.
You don't need more
stop
for this.
Stop it! Stop playing. Ken, stop helping out your partner.
Oh, is this Aerosmith? Walk This Way?
Yes! 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 Woo! Yes! 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 Yes!
Oh, God.
That's a hard song. Way to go.
F.
And TV.
I mean, I'm awful at all three. Let's just put it that way.
Well, it's been pretty well obvious, yeah.
Can you name the four Beatles right now? Have you figured this out?
Harrison, Lennon, Ringo Starr, and McCartney.
What are their first names?
George Harrison.
Yes, yes.
John Lennon.
Yes.
Ringo Starr.
Yep.
And Phil McCartney. I mean, John McCartney. Phil McCartney. Jesus Christ.
Still,
that's
not, still not John McCartney.
I don't know his first name.
I believe it's Paul.
Paul McCartney. There you go. Not Phil.
The buzz today probably was not. Kirk's right. This was okay. It was good, not great.
It was a fine thing.
What do you think of Dale as a host?
He's a fine host.
I thought it was better than the alternatives. There was really nothing else going on today. So did I get three segments of my idiocy?
Oh, no. I mean, believe me, I enjoyed it. We had your Beverly Hillbillies fail. That's going to stick.
We'll do number 31. Number 31.
I'm going to listen to a story about a man named Jed.
Oh, Mr. Ed.
Oh, we are going to be here till Tuesday.
Jed Clumpet, right?
The Different Strokes fail. Mutt accused you of missing that one twice. Actually, he missed it. He got it right the first time. You never had a chance at it.
Right.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you?
Different Strokes.
Yes, wow. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, something from the 80s, finally. Wow, amazing.
But number 28, is that an easy theme song?
We did that already.
Oh, we did?
But the answer is
do it. You play number 28.
Go ahead, 28.
Now the world don't move to the...
Okay, stop.
Wonder Years.
Hold on.
Play more of it. Please, play more of it.
He gave the same answer. Different Strokes. Give me the point. Let's go.
No, you're going to play this. No, you're not getting this.
And to say I was tuned out would be an understatement when that question was asked. So. Bad job by me.
You were thinking ahead. Could you get an alpha planet?
No, I'd say Wonder Years.
Okay. And 60 Minutes was a tough one, too, because...
That sucked.
All right, Curtis.
Mike Wallace.
Yep.
Leslie Stahl.
Heard that. Ooh,
excellent.
Okay.
And
one of them is Widow works nearby.
10 seconds.
Oh, Rooney.
Okay. That doesn't first you need name, the whole
first name.
Name.
Matthew Rooney.
Yes!
James
you
Rooney.
Keep going.
Chris Rooney.
Keep going. Stupid.
Chris, you 60 minutes, you tape it all the time for our show.
I know, I blanked.
Yes, I think those were probably the ones that will stick the most. Mutt is happy, though. He think he feels relieved. Losing to you in music stung him. You could tell.
Brave the of home, the and free, the of land, the or wave shall triumph in banner spangled
what?
Star.
What? Are you reading? Triumph?
I feel like you're taking it much better than Mutt did 2 weeks ago. That was an ego blow.
Early on, I knew I wasn't going to win. When I didn't get Newman, I was cooked. I mean, that was just awful.
And he even said he was a mailman. That's the kicker.
It was awful.
How incredibly awful that was for me. I really was upset about it.
But The Office brought you back. At least you represented your office knowledge well.
What city is The Office set in?
Oh, Scranton, PA.
There you go.
Excellent.
Are you effing kidding me?
That was a 3-shot. That was a 3.1, I think. I will never be stumped on The Office.
Give me two pranks that Jim played on Dwight.
Oh, great.
Go ahead.
We've got Asian Jim.
Yep.
And then we've got Dwight actually put his desk in the bathroom.
Correct.
And, yep. And got him in there.
So 9-6.
9-6. Theme songs.
Ooh, got ourselves a game here.
Good. All right. So that was obviously the dominant issue here on the Friday episode of the show. We did have, though, a little bit of a Bradfoe controversy to start the program today.
Oh, man. This started last night.
Yeah, how deep do you want to go into this? Because this took up about an hour of the program today. We had Rob on the line.
You knew that Kirk wouldn't like this T-shirt, right? You knew that he wouldn't be okay with you putting it up online without his approval. You knew that, right?
How would I know that, Jerry?
You know him better than anybody. What are you talking about? How would you know that?
Jerry.
I'll agree with Mutt on this. They were a little easier on Rob by the end of it than I thought they would be.
You're much nicer than I thought you were going
to
be.
What are you supposed to do? Like, kill the guy?
Yes.
I like the fact that he's trying.
Yeah. Now
it's so rare around here.
Hard to believe. I think the blame falls with Ken and Chris.
Well, here's the issue, is that as we learned last night, you cannot allow Kirk to find something out about the show from a third party.
Sorry!
No matter how big or small it is. So this was the T-shirt. Kirk saw it online. He sent an angry text to both of us, like, what the hell's going on?
Right.
Talk like real people do! What is that voice? Who talks like that?
The frustrating part of this is that you and I specifically said, hold up, relax.
Relax, take it easy. Everything will be just fine.
We'll figure this out.
Right. To set the whole timeline of events, Sunday at 5:30 p.m., Rob sends out an email to you and I. Look, I got these T-shirts. It's a test case. You guys can make some money off it. He did say that. I do believe Rob's heart is in the right place.
Absolutely.
He's always looking out for the show.
After he suffered a left oblique strain.
I think in this case, he's trying to help you and I make a little money. He doesn't always get paid diddly-poo for the real K&C. So this is a labor of love.
That's a lie.
So we appreciate that.
And he's a big fan of this podcast. I genuinely think he meant well. Yes.
My apologize.
But I didn't respond right away. It was Sunday night. You know, I'm a couple of hours away from bed. I figure, you know, we'll address this maybe tomorrow after the show, whatever. The T-shirt sucked. It just did. Yes. Awful, as was described on the show today.
I mean, look at this shirt. Who would wear this shirt?
Nobody.
So it says, Rock the Cash Bar, the Kirk and Callahan
Show. It looks like
it's
white, plain white.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a damn, you know, food loom.
I don't want to say that to my friend Rob, but it was terrible. Terrible.
The black letters. And
it's terrible.
Okay, good.
But you didn't say it to him.
But you didn't say that to him.
No, I didn't say anything to him. That's why he got upset. I mean, at least the Bradfo Show T-shirt's pretty good. I like those.
That Bradfo Show.
We need to do this the right way.
Yeah, you got to do it right. I'm a little bit like Jerry. I like to do things right as opposed to just half-ass it.
Yeah, you are methodical. And
yeah, I mean, I don't want to. We're all about making money, but not at the sake of just circumventing Kirk and Jerry with show ideas and going out and selling them off the fly.
No dollar is worth the wrath of Kirk Minahan.
I guess that's true.
In hindsight, I probably should have gone to Kirk and, you know, right on Sunday night and said, here's the email. That was a mistake, because we could have mocked the email Monday in the similar way we did today.
And if you want me to say I fucked up, I fucked up.
I don't know. I guess a part of me didn't want to mock Rob because he was actually trying to do us a favor.
He was looking out for us, yeah.
That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hips Bradford.
But no matter what, no matter how big or small, Kirk's going to find out about it. It's going to be an issue, so you might as well just tell him right off the top.
Dummy.
Anyway, here we are, Friday. I ran into Rob last night after the angry tweet exchange, and I don't know, Kirk said I shouldn't have brought it up to him. It was on my mind. I was like, Rob, what the F? You know, what's up with the T-shirts? And then he got all flustered, and he took the tweet down, and then, I knew we were in for a doozy today.
Can you done?
Did he sell any after the push?
After the segment, I think we were still at one.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, there's two. Just one guy bought it. Yeah, he said he checked out.
Somebody donated $20.
And Tangway bought a Glock, so that was
okay.
What we did.
Yeah, at Walmart.
By the way, how was the titter traffic?
He was approved in a rocket launcher. Yeah, that was Thursday's show. We haven't done one of these since Tuesday. We had the Wednesday non-Kirk show, which featured a lot of the shooting in Virginia. So that was more of a newsy show. What about Tango Thursday? Were you happy with episode 3 of Gary Returns?
The last couple have been very good.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get over that. The Globe, Gasper not reading the story about Brady.
I know what the guy's going to say. There's nothing compelling here.
So you knew what condition mother, Galen, you knew what condition she was in?
Unfortunately, it's not good.
That's not what his father said.
He said that she's in remission.
But
it's
still
cancer.
Did
you even read the story?
I didn't. I didn't need to.
So how do you know it's not a good story?
I mean, I didn't need to.
I understand, but how do you know it's not a good story?
God bless you, Tangway.
So he does the segment on TV about this story by Gasper, tells us to get the sound in about the segment on the story by Gasper,
yeah.
And then we talk about it.
Right.
And then he finally admits that the story that he thinks shouldn't have been written, that this column was not really warranted, and that Tom Brady's mom is actually still battling cancer, all wrong because he never read the freaking story in the first place.
That's tremendous. That's vintage Tangway.
Do you read anybody?
You can't top that.
You cannot top that. It almost feels as scripted as you and Mutt in these brainless. I took a couple calls today, and they were like, this has to be a fake. You guys cannot be this dumb.
Right,
you guys defunct that in about 24 hours.
Tangway cannot be this unprepared, but he is. It's so far off the reservation. You just have to applaud it. Kirk at one point came over and actually took the fingers out of the mouth and forcefully put them on the table.
Can you get your fingers out of your mouth, please?
Why? What is your problem?
No, he has a perfect, perfect demeanor for this business.
The show has a whole new feel to it when Tango's in.
Everybody else, to some extent, is reliant on something else going on. With Tangway, I truly believe that there could be nothing, no story in front of him, as Gary shows every day. He doesn't read a thing I print.
Are you going to keep printing them out as he comes in?
Yeah, because I like tweeting out that picture and keeping it fresh. And plus, I think Jerry likes it, so I'll do it.
Great.
Worth all the trees that are cut down. Shepard is not happy with that.
Might have a warmer winter.
Big freaking deal. You put the air conditioning on, you go to the beach, you jump in the pool. I don't understand how people say, wait till August. Really? I've lived on the beach most of my life between Rhode Island and Massachusetts. It gets freaking hot.
Yeah, I'm happy with the Tangway experience. He also had a good vintage Tangway name drop in the first segment at 7 Thursday, the Tony Champagne documentarian.
Oh, man.
Which got Jerry upset.
Right.
You know, when I was talking to Tony Champagne, by the way, who's an excellent documentarian, and he was going to do... He was going to do the Celtics.
Comcast,
I don't want Kirk to leave. I don't want Kirk to walk out today. Could you just focus? I'm just care saying. About whoever you just mentioned.
Tony Champagne. He's a great
documentarian. Tony Champagne. He's a great documentarian.
Gary, let me ask you this.
I'm just trying to tell him something.
Okay, it's going to be stupid. Go ahead.
Is Gary doing the show by himself for the last 2 hours?
Well, Kirk did say during headlines today that Reamer does a better job of headlines than he does.
Well, I think that's way of Kirk saying he just doesn't want to do headlines. I don't think he...
Well, I know, which this is the continual shame of Reamer now being banned for a year. I thought that was going to be a nice niche for him. He was going to come in that day after Tony Robbins and either do headlines or at least, you know, give us the actual report that we paid him to give.
But... Well, Reamer would do a great job at that because he could be like Kirk, and if he has great headlines, take all the credit, and if they suck, just blame me.
He was fully supportive of it.
Yeah, you ripped him pretty good on Tuesday's podcast,
yeah.
Which I can totally understand your frustration. He's not in for next week, right?
Nope.
I mean, it's not going to happen.
I think it is exceedingly harsh.
With Kirk out Wednesday, is Jerry going to pull a fast one and bring Reamer in on the next Minahan vacation day?
Hell no.
Well, Reamer's busy on the weekends now. He's got Trenny and Tomasi. He's got Giardi and Giles.
And he's actually call screening for Mustard and Johnson, which was nice of him.
Yes, he is. Well, he's got to pay his dues.
Right.
Show.
His voice is going up in the air.
Morphed into Tickle Me Elmo.
Thanks, Pete.
We wish him luck. We had a couple of good Curtis moments earlier in the week. You somehow managed to get Ice Cube confused with...
A form of lettuce.
What, was it lettuce or was it an object in the Arctic? I didn't know. I don't know where you're going with that.
The night before, full disclosure, I was at Whole Foods, and my wife wanted Boston Bib lettuce. And I kept I kept finding iceberg because they didn't have any bib. And I swear to God, that was still in my head. I don't know why, but that's where my brain goes.
Like, you don't need Wahlberg and iceberg to tell iceberg.
Certainly don't need iceberg.
Ice Cube. You don't need Wahlberg and Ice Cube to tell that.
Iceberg.
Iceberg ahead!
At a new bondage segment today. BDSM
leading
up to Battle of the Brain. Yeah, AJ brought it. I thought he's the dominator, not the dominate tricks. That was an odd segment. That was new territory for us.
This might be a dumb question, but like, so you bring some woman there. She's a unicorn. You bring her in. Like, what do you do when you're done? Do you talk? Do you say goodbye? Does she just leave? Does she sleep over?
Yeah. There's two instances. So there was one woman. We'll just call her Mary. She came back 4 months in a row for. You know, probably twice a month because she enjoyed the play so much.
Yeah.
She would just call us. We didn't like text in between. It wasn't like a relationship. She would just, you know, kind of set up.
Show up at your door.
Booty call.
I mean, that's what I'd be afraid of. She'd show up at your door. I mean.
No, she didn't show up at the door. She would text us and say, hey, you guys around tonight? Or we would text her and say, hey, you around tonight?
You realize you're not dealing with normal people, though. Are you afraid that they might stalk you?
This is us night. That's the other thing.
All right. Now, I am out for a week. I got a week's vacation.
Good for you. Very well earned.
We get one, so I'm using it wisely here.
I'm going to use mine 2 weeks later.
I'm going to miss the second annual John Dennis final show ever tournament next Wednesday. You guys are going to be down at the Travelers.
Cromwell, yep.
Maybe Dino will show up.
I'd love to see him.
He was in a great mood last year.
He's friending people on Facebook left and right. Not me yet. I'm still got my fingers crossed.
We have many arrangements for that, Lumpy.
You guys can come to some sort of a bacon understanding.
I want my bacon crisped. And Dino reached out to Reamer. We haven't gotten to this yet. I don't know if we're going to get to this at some point.
Ooh.
But a little DM from the Dino.
I saw Larry in Newburyport requesting Dino call him, too. So.
Yeah. All right, ding-a-lings. Wheels up in 90 minutes. Don't hate us.
These people are so deranged.
You know what? Larry from Newburyport has some thoughts on this
issue. Oh, I'm
sure
he has some thoughts.
So let's see what he has to say. Larry.
Alex, I'm not going to say anything about you. Evan, is it possible I could leave my number off the air and you could get back to me with Matt?
It's unbelievable.
That'll be a nice meeting someday. All of Dino's people in a room.
We're done with that part. We're moving on to the Vengeance Tour. Don't make me punch you in the face.
Well, Thursday is draft night. Okay. First of all, Jet's a big NBA guy, so I got a feeling he's going to be chiming in quite a bit Thursday and Friday. Mm. The other thing is, I was told, Minahan, despite saying he's not coming in for the special show with Mudd and Keefe, is in fact coming in for the Thursday night Mudd and Keefe show. Or at least the boss is under the impression that he's doing it.
It doesn't matter what you think, Joey! Shut up and know your role!
So...
I like it.
There's a little tension there. I'm curious to see if that actually happens. I would love to have a little Keefe v. Minahan in studio.
I hate
Rich Keefe. I hate Rich Keefe's guts. Sorry, Rich Keefe. This is how you do radio. You do Kiefer Madness and have the best NBA talk in the city.
Kiefer Madness.
Because I hear Keefe saying he doesn't like to do things long distance, but he'd be happy to square off Mayweather or Conor McGregor style in studio.
That was really mean-spirited.
So I have a feeling that could be a a talker for you guys late in the week next week. I will be listening.
I like it. Well, I want to wish you a very happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Your first one.
Well, you and Pudge, well, your father as well.
Oh, yeah, Bigly.
You know?
In all seriousness, a tough week and a tough weekend for Kirk. I'm sure can't imagine your first Father's Day without your dad, so thinking of him.
Yep, and Jerry's father passing away still recently as well, so it'll be a meaningful weekend. But we'll get back at it Monday, and then I'll see you in a week.
Do you eat the poutine?
I don't, really. I'm not a big gravy fan, but...
not a gravy fan?
Not really. Kirk, I'm a true idiot.
Ugh, what's wrong with gravy?
I don't know. I've never been a fan. Going back to my childhood, it's kind of creeped me out.
Gravy?
Yes.
I would put gravy on anything.
Really? Ugh. No, I like potatoes plain. Mashed potatoes plain.
You are the weirdest human on the face of the earth.
That would be a weird, ironic twist to this whole thing.
You know, my in-laws are Indian, so they're not French-Canadian, so when we get up there, we're samosa territory. We're not talking about poutine.
Abhi ki bar, Trump, Sarkar.
On that note.
On that note.
It is currently Jesus, Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.